Iedereen in de Verenigde Staten is een manager en dat is niet altijd in hun voordeel. Werkgevers maken gebruik van de wet in de Verenigde Staten die ervoor zorgt dat overuren niet betaald worden. Dus met andere woorden, een manager zijn en een fake job title krijgen. Het kan in je nadeel werken. Ik heb Lauren Cohen aan de telefoon. Hij is professor of business administration aan de Harvard Business School in de Verenigde Staten en hij deed er een onderzoek naar. Mr. Cohen, what is exactly happening in the US with fake job titles?
Yeah, so let me describe it. So this really dates back almost 100 years ago to this law that was put in place after this really big downturn, economic downturn, the Great Depression in the United States. And a law was put in place that actually tried to protect workers. And so it did a number of things. It established a minimum wage, federal minimum wage. And one of the things it did was it established this special class within workers called managers. And it said, okay, managers are special. And here's one way that they're special, okay? That if you have a manager and they make above a certain amount, then the firm doesn't have to pay them overtime. That was one of the things that was put in place. And that made sense then in that you had some managers who own the firm, and so they didn't want the managers to kind of steal all the earnings from the firm to themselves and not pay employees. So it was kind of to protect workers. And yet today, what firms do is they use that same rule against these employees. And so that's what we're seeing happening in the data. And I'm going to talk a little bit about how we identify that. We do that through this threshold in the law. In other words, we see that exact amount over which firms relieve themselves from paying overtime. And it turns out we see a weirdly large number of managers making just a dollar over that. So firms do this thing where they make people managers in very suspect ways in large amounts, right where it's most beneficial to them.
And why would people like to earn less? Why would people like to have the way that they are not paid their overtime? I can imagine that a lot of people are not agreeing with this.
And so you have the exact right intuition. They don't like it, but we see firms doing it where firms have more bargaining power. So these are areas where they're the only game in town, i.e. where employees can't have many other options. We see it in places where firms legally have more power than employees. So in states where firms have more rights or judicially they've had more success, we see it happening there. We see it at times of very high unemployment. And so firms, their labor doesn't have much bargaining power. That's where we see firms exploiting this the most. And so these types of jobs that we're seeing, again, they do this in two ways. They take employees and they give them, for the normal tasks they do, they give them fake sounding titles. So instead of a front desk receptionist, they would call this person the director of first impressions. Mm-hmm. Or they would call you a carpet shampoo manager, right? Or like a lead shower door installer. And there they give you a managerial title, even though what you're doing is exactly what you'd be doing if you weren't a manager, i.e. you don't have any real managerial responsibilities. That's one way. Second way is they actually give you a managerial title. So they call you a manager, an assistant manager, but all you're doing are the things you would have done as an employee. So you're spending most of the time stocking shelves or vacuuming or doing these other things that have nothing to do with being a manager.
And how can this be changed? Because I think as long as the power is with the companies and they have this, let's say, benefit out of it, they're not going to change it. So how is it possible to change this behavior?
That's a great question. And I think there's an answer. And the answer is we need to update this law. In the same way that this law made a lot of sense 100 years ago, the world's come a long way in 100 years. And we actually now have the technology and ability to pay people for what they do and not who they are. We don't need these monolithic categories anymore. And so I think if we were to update this law, a simple law change could just say, hey, we're going to pay people for what they do. And if 30 hours a week, you're a manager, but another 30, they need you to be an employee and work overtime, we can pay them for that overtime work they do.
And how can the power be shifted? Because I think that's the biggest problem. The power needs to be shifted. The power is now with the employers and it should be with the employees. So how will that shift be possible?
Yes. And so I think this needs to happen at the legislative level. I think both the Department of Labor and our honestly, our executive and really legislative branches, the president and our Congress here, they need to make this happen. I think they can. They are, and they have both ability, and I think they need the willingness to do that. And I think it's something that can happen. Mm-hmm. So I'm confident and I'm optimistic that we can make it happen. Now that we have the data, now that we have the evidence in front of us, that gosh, this happens. And I do want to mention this. This is not something that happens in just one industry or just one geographic region within the US. We see this happening across the entire country, across industries. This happens at fast food restaurants, and it happens at Facebook. It happens at JP Morgan, it happens at big financial firms, it happens at big tech firms, big health firms. So we really see it happening everywhere, and it happens up through the present day. So this is not something that just happened 40 years ago. And so given that, I think now that we know really the breadth of this and how many employees it impacts, that the legislators will be pushed into action and can make this happen rather quick.
One last question, a quick one maybe, because I don't have that much time anymore, but are people in the US ready to give up job titles, to give up the job title as being a manager? Because at the end, everybody wants to be a manager, I think.
I think everyone wants to earn being a manager. And so I think they will. I think when they do this, it will actually shift more importance to manager. So it can actually make it a more important and meaningful distinction.
Okay, thanks so much for your insights, Lauren Cohen, Professor of Business Administration at the Harvard Business School.